What's shaking, Fire Nation? John Lee Doom is here, and I am fired up to bring you our featured guest today, T. Harv Eker. Harv, are you prepared to ignite?
I think I am, absolutely.
All right. Using the principles Harv teaches, he went from zero to millionaire in only 2.5 years and went on to build one of the largest success training companies in North America. He also shocked the publishing world with his book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, hitting number one on the New York Times, USA Today, and Wall Street Journal bestseller lists its first week out. Harv, I've given Fire Nation just a little insight, so take a minute and tell us about you personally, and then a little bit about your biz.
Okay, well, I think the things that are pertinent is that I am an entrepreneur, and always was, always will be. And yes, I definitely had some struggles at the beginning, like most people do, which I think is what gives me the right to at least give some semblance of information to people who are on this path. I think if someone was, you know, very, very successful from the very beginning, you know, they were born successful. I don't know. I'm not sure who would be in that category, but there are some, and they may not know the trials and tribulations that people go through when they are unsuccessful from the beginning and then somehow make it. And then I think for myself anyways, what's been successful is the idea that I now teach people how to do this, both from the entrepreneurial standpoint and the personal development standpoint. And business has been pretty spectacular as of late. Over the last, say, 20 years, but early on I had serious problems. So, now as I guess the latest thing is that I sold my training company to a international group out of both Singapore and Australia 2.5 years ago. So I'm kind of a free bird right now and just in my cabin at this point in time in Lake Tahoe looking at the trees and doing a lot of soul searching and see what comes up for me next.
Pretty exciting and envious position to be in, too, Harv. And I'm really excited you brought up that part about the failure and not being born to success, but rather groping your way to success. And that's exactly why I created the flow, the format of Entrepreneur on Fire. Because right now, Harv, even me, like I'm looking at you and saying, wow, it's like T. Harv Eker. You know, he wrote one of these books that shaped my entrepreneurial journeys. Like he's just crushing it. He's so far ahead of where I'll ever be. But when we really start the interview in Entrepreneur on Fire and we make you share the first story, which is a failure, it's going to kind of close that chasm a little bit. It's going to kind of bring you to our level where, you know, we're failing every day because, you know, that is just the road of an entrepreneur. It's going to make, you know, a lot of our listeners say, you know what? T. Harv failed. I failed. We all failed as part of our stepping stones to success. You know, maybe someday I'll be sitting in that little cabin in Lake Tahoe thinking about what my next step is after that big sale. But Harv, before we get into all of that, we always start Entrepreneur on Fire off with a success quote or a mantra. So can you share that with us and then how you actually apply it to your life?
On my website, there's a little bubble with pointing in my face, and it says, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. And so, you know, in my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, I have a quote that I created, and it says that one step in the right direction is worth 100 years of thinking about it. And that, I think, is the biggest problem with most people is that, you know, a lot of people, they're going to either do one of two things. They're going to be, you know, shoot from the hip and hope it works, or they're going to be people who prepare and analyze and think forever and never get in the game. And I think one of the biggest things that I learned was that both are going to be recipes for failure. But at the same time, doing both together, in other words, shooting from the hip by itself, the chances of you succeeding are very slim. Just, you know, grasping here, try this, try that, try that. That just doesn't seem to work. And the idea of just analyzing everything to death before you actually take any action, that doesn't work either. However, if you put them both together, if you analyze and you prepare, you think and you reflect for a short period of time, and I mean pretty short, depending, of course, on what you're doing, and then you move, you go for it, when everything's just not ready yet, it's not perfectly ready yet, you're going to succeed. Because if you wait until everything's perfect, it'll never be perfect and you will never do anything. So at some points in time, what people don't realize is that we have these four quadrants going. You know, we have mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And you've got to have all four of those pieces. And so, yeah, you've got to have the mental and emotional part, get that ready. But then you've got to put it into physical action to get it into the real world, our physical world. And I say in my courses, you know, what kind of money do you want? Do you want mental money? You know, it's in your figment of your imagination, you know, mental, or do you want real money that you can actually go out and spend and use and contribute? That's in the physical reality. So you've got to get into the your idea into the physical reality and working, and then you'll get the reward of physical reward. It's called money.
So I love where you're coming from, Harv, because there's such a balance that we do need to play here as entrepreneurs. And it kind of takes me back to my army days when there I was in Iraq. It was my first real firefight. You know, I thought I was trained. I thought I was ready to go. And I was trying to come up with this amazing, perfect plan that I was going to execute to outflank the enemy and everything was going to be awesome. But guess what? The bullets were flying. The bombs were dropping. And my old scruffy platoon sergeant grabs me and says, "Lieutenant, a good plan now is better than a great plan later." And the reality was, I might not have been around much later to make that great plan work. So sometimes as entrepreneurs, you just got to have that good plan. You do need a plan, but just a good plan, take action, and then just adjust and pivot off of that. So that's a great theory and theme that we're really going to be moving forward with today, Harv, specifically when we talk about you in your failure. You said you failed many times in your journey. I know we could sit here and talk a lot about some of them because there's so much to learn from that failure, but tell us just one story, Harv. Take us to a moment when you, T. Harv Eker, failed, and let's analyze some of the lessons that you learned from that.
Well, you know, first thing I want to make sure that, you know, for you, you have a word that you're using that I don't use in my vocabulary. And I don't use it not because of some, you know, fake thing of, oh, you know, trying to stay positive. I just never think of it as failure. I just never do. I mean, other people do. And I, if it works for them, great. I never said, "Oh, Harv, when were you a failure?" I never thought I was a failure. However, I spent a lot of years where what I was doing didn't work so well. Okay.
Right.
And that's all I looked at it. Wow, this isn't working. That's not working. That's not working. How can I make it work better? Blah, blah, blah. I never thought of it as a failure of sorts. So, you know, for me, from the time I left school after first year of college, because, you know, it wasn't going fast enough for me to make my millions of dollars at those days. And so from 18, basically, through 30 years old, I had 12 different businesses that didn't work. And I had 14 different jobs that I got basically let go from. And so for all those years, what most people say, well, I was failing, but no, I mean, I don't think I was, I just, nothing clicked for me. Nothing worked for me. And that's what I'd like to impart to everybody listening right now is that, you know, you're not failing, yeah, as far as I'm concerned. Just what you're doing right now isn't working so well. So, you know, I try to play some golf once in a while, and it's a good analogy because, hey, you know, if you went and played for a month or two, and you're trying to hit the ball, it's just not going where you want it to. You know, I mean, I wouldn't call it like I'm a failure at golf. I go, well, I just don't have the swing yet, right? So then I go and get coached, and I go to another coach, another, until I find one that works with me, and then my ball starts going better, and you know, then it's starting to work, and it's the same in business, right? So for myself, during those years, I'm going to tell you what I felt was the biggest. Now hindsight is what? 2020, right?
Right.
What the biggest problem was very simple, was I always believed, and don't forget, I had 14 jobs and I had 12 completely different businesses, everything from jewelry to novelty stuff to fitness stuff to just everything. And and what I was thinking in my mind was that if I just got the right vehicle, the right business at the right time, I would get rich. And I was positive that was the way to do it. I, in fact, even have the very first copy of Entrepreneur magazine when they first came out. Oh, my God, this was written for me because it was all about these different opportunities and vehicles. So if I got the right opportunity, I would get rich. Well, here's what happened. I went through 12 of them, what I thought were the right opportunities that other people were getting rich from, and I was still broke. And it wasn't until I recognized that there was another part of the equation that things started to change. And that, so that the vehicle was the race car. And if I said, if I get a race car here that can go 240 miles an hour, I'm going to finish as a winner. But there's one problem I forgot, and that was there's a driver to the race car, and that you have to be a fantastic, excellent driver in a great vehicle in order to win the game, that race. And so I started putting a lot more attention on the driver, and that driver was me. And I started taking a lot of personal development programs, working on myself, working on especially my mental game, my emotional game, my habits, my mindset, the inner game of who I was. And once I started doing that, everything began to flourish. And what I realized is that the old axiom that when, you know, now I do a lot of financing of companies, et cetera, et cetera. And again, people come up with the greatest ideas, but anybody who's in the finance world or venture capital world will all agree on one thing. And that is that the number one thing you're looking for is who is involved. Who are the people involved? What is their track record? What is their mindset? What are their habits, et cetera, et cetera? Have they been successful before? If not, you know, what was the issue? And it's almost never the idea, almost, because you can have the greatest idea, but it will be a flop if you got the wrong people in front of it. And so, you know, everybody listening, work on you. You are the root of your success. Remember this axiom, this quote, it says, fortunately or unfortunately, you take yourself with you wherever you go. So I kept on changing businesses thinking that it's just if I get the right business, but it wasn't because I was the wrong guy. I was the wrong person. I was not a successful person yet. Now, if you couple a successful person, if you're a successful person, I'll tell you what, you'll be successful wherever you go.
So Fire Nation, what I really want you to take out of this is right in the title of T. Harv's book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. The key word there is being mind. How can you get your mindset shifting to the right direction where you are going to do what needs to be done to make you that successful person that you're taking with you every single where you go? And Harv, you dropped so many value bombs throughout that entire spiel that I would just love for you to take one sentence and share with Fire Nation the one takeaway out of all that greatness that you would love for us to apply to our entrepreneurial journeys.
You are the root of your success. If you are a successful person, you will be a success no matter where you go. And also, so take that with yourself, but also, most of everybody here, you're going to be working with either employees or contractors or suppliers, et cetera. Use that axiom, use that principle, because I'll tell you what, I always make it a point to know who I'm dealing with. When I'm hiring somebody, I'm not hiring for skill. I'm telling you what, anybody can learn a skill. But if you got a jerk off person basically with a great skill, you're dead in the water because they will jerk you off at some point in time and they will flub it at some point in time. But if you got a great person who's enthusiastic, ready to learn, willing to learn, and they've got a great attitude, you know, you can teach them anything that they need to know and they'll be stellar for you. So not only yourself, but everyone you deal with, look for the person first and then look for the product, supplier, et cetera, et cetera. I have an internet company that I use to handle all the websites and stuff like that and put them all together and stuff. And I had people that they said, okay, we work with, you know, Microsoft and we're this and we're with the biggest people and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I was stupid. I didn't find out how long they were with these people, just that they worked with them. And what I found out was, yeah, they worked with them and they got fired every single time from every one of those people. And it cost me about $150,000 to figure that out for myself, that I should have just do some research on the people, not the company.
Look for the person first, Fire Nation. Wise words, Harv. And let's go to the other end of the spectrum now. And this could even prove to be more difficult for you, Harv, because just being the guy that you are with the mindset that you have, you are having these aha moments, these light bulbs that are going off all the time. And, you know, even right now up in your cabin in Lake Tahoe, I mean, you're thinking about that next thing and there's a lot of options for you. And, you know, you're probably struggling to decide which one is the right one for any number of reasons. But can you take us to a time in your journey that you can really share a detailed, insightful, powerful story of a time that you had an aha moment, Harv, that light bulb that just went on, one of those moments, and then walk us through the steps that you took after having that moment to turn it into success?
That's a really great question. Not too many people ask it, but for me, imagine for a moment that I had a seminar business. I was already starting to teach. And the reason I was teaching is, again, because I had 12 years of complete and utter what you will call failure. But for me, I mean, it's just nothing was working. I was dead broke. And then I ended up becoming a millionaire. We won't get into that story at that point, this point in time. But then people started asking me who knew me, well, how did you do it? You're like one of us. I mean, you were broke like one of us. And I'm always scrounging around for a few dollars to get something started. What happened? And I actually started teaching people the difference between what I was doing for the 12 years I was broke and how in 2.5 years I became a millionaire. And they were just radically different. Again, part of it was me, part of it was the business principles, et cetera. And so I started teaching this stuff, and I started running seminars and things like that. And, you know, I would have 200-300 people at a seminar, and it was going quite well. And I was charging $1,000 for a 3-day seminar, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it was, you know, again, 200-300 people paying, you know, a decent amount of money. That was pretty good, et cetera. And something happened, though, that shifted my entire idea of business, whereby I was, you know, to get more people in the room, I started dropping the price. So, you know, to $7.95, and then the family members $3.95, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, pretty soon I was getting more and more people. Now I was having 400-500 people in the room, and I had one thing to offer them, just one other program to offer them. But I noticed they were buying this program, and I was doing pretty good on the program. So then I started writing more and more programs, and pretty soon I had 5-6 programs. You know, they were all 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, et cetera. Very, very hot success training programs in several different areas. And something happened. And what happened was that there was an earthquake in Seattle, and I was living in Vancouver. And because of the earthquake, I was going down to do a preview to these people in Seattle, and I was expecting, you know, 800, 1,000 people at this preview that I would then get them into this into the full-on workshop. And because of the earthquake, and I still held the preview, and there was 60 people showed up. And I said, you know, I'm in trouble here. I've got I've got a very large venue booked. I've already paid for it, et cetera, et cetera. I have to fill this room. And I told the people the truth. And I said, this is very, very important stuff, et cetera. They loved that. And I said, here's what I'm going to do. Instead of $7.95 a ticket and $3.95 for your spouse, et cetera, I'm going to make it very simple. I'm going to let everyone come. You come for $99, and you can bring up to 20 people for free. I said, everybody else, look at the world, look everywhere. Everyone's paying $800 and $400 for these tickets. You pay $99 because I want a little commitment, and you bring up to 20 people for free. Well, guess what happened? I hardly had any money on the front end of this thing, but I did end up having close to 750 people in my room. But remember what I said, I had 5 or 6 courses now to offer, and I did, and I killed it. I killed it. I made 5 times as much money on this course where I let people in for hardly anything than I did in charging them a big number on the front. And there's a saying I use in my programs all the time now from this one event. And the saying is this: the headaches are in the front end of the business, but the money is in the back end. So everybody, it's not so. Everyone gets greedy. Say, oh, I'm going to make a, you know, charge a lot, get a bunch of people and see how much I can charge them. And I don't do that at all. I hardly charge people anything at the beginning, but it's because they love what I do and the training, what they get out of it, they want to do more trainings. And so I hardly charge anything from the beginning, but I charge if you want to take further programs, and that's up to people. And so bottom line is, don't worry about the charges and you know, the making money on the front end of things. Just get a large volume of people into your circle of trust and into what you do. Get them introduced. Make sure that you have such high quality that they love what you do, and you make your money on the back end of what you offer these people on an ongoing basis. I have clients that have been with me for over 20 years still taking my programs. And anytime I come with a new program or product, they're the first ones in. They tell 1,000 people about it. So don't be greedy. Don't try to get it on the front end. Just get a large volume of people in with you and have a lot to offer them. Many, many items and products and programs with which to offer them on the back end after they trust you, and you will be rich.
So Fire Nation, there are so many things that I love about this. And if I could sum it up into one sentence, it would be that entrepreneurship is an evolution. And Harv had to evolve into this understanding that we're now sharing with you, that headaches are in the front end and money is in the back end. And for an analogy with me, Harv, and what I've created with Entrepreneur on Fire, you know, if I had started charging for my podcast episodes back 725 episodes ago, like, why would anybody have paid for these episodes when I haven't even proven myself as an entrepreneur thus far? I didn't have a show that had any momentum and I would not have been able to build an audience. But because in the front end, I didn't charge anything, I was able to build a massive audience. Our show's now been downloaded over 9 million times, over 800,000 times alone just last month. And now because of that audience in the back end, you know, we have an incredibly large and thriving business with a community called Podcasters Paradise, which has done over 7 figures in just the last 9 months, all because of the audience I built up off of offering this free content. And there's actually a quote, Harv, by Albert Einstein that I love, and I'd love your feedback on this quote. Try not to become a person of success, but rather become a person of value. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I'm teaching these days, and I mostly just teach internationally. My next gig is we're opening India in November, and I'll be doing several programs there. And then next year we're opening South America, and last year we opened South Africa, and year before all of Europe and Poland. So I only do a couple of major trainings a year. But you know what? Even in the Millionaire Mind Intensive, which is what they're coming for, there's a section that I've installed and I've taken out another section. When I'm there, when it's not another trainer, I teach this section on called How to Make a Lot of Money. And the section is based on exactly what you're talking about. And that is that the reason anybody will give you money is primarily, in one way or another, big or small, you are, quote unquote, solving a problem for them, okay? And if you focus on your success, what does that have to do with them? And if you focus on success in general, what does that have to do with them? Success is a result. Money is a result. Wealth is a result of solving problems for a lot of people. So some people solve a lot of problems for a few people, which I think is a very hard way to do it. But other people take one problem that they're very good at solving and they solve it for a lot of people. And not only will you make a lot of money that way because you're solving problems, which is what you call value, but you will not just make a lot of money that way, but you will contribute to the world and you will be living your purpose and your passion at the same time. So if you can go out there and just find one thing you're good at solving problems for somebody and just find one person you're really good at doing this for and that they really get help, then the next thing is just solve that same problem for another person and then 10 people and then 20 and then 50 and then 100. And that's why I have between 3,000 and 5,000 people at a shot a weekend at my courses.
Wildfire Nation, I hope you're absorbing this. If you're not, hit that rewind 30-second button a few times and listen again because this is pure gold. And Harv, to move forward, you've had an incredibly large number of proud moments. But if you could just tell a quick story to us, Fire Nation, of what you would point to as your proudest entrepreneurial moments, what would that be?
Well, like I said, I've been able to have, several. I mean, obviously starting with a $2,000 credit card and becoming a millionaire 2.5 years later was serious. Being able to, you know, be one of the first people in this business, as what people call speakers, whatever, to be able to sell a business, for 8 figures, that's pretty serious. And I set it up in that way from the very beginning. But probably I would say becoming number one New York Times bestseller is probably the proudest. Why? Because of the amount of time, energy, and effort it took to do that. The preparation before then of literally over not just writing the book for a couple of years, but the preparation to be able to market that book in such a way where in that week we were able to beat out Joel Osteen and Harry Potter. That is serious stuff, okay? Serious stuff. Sold over 52,000 books in our first week, and we needed every one of them to beat those guys out. It's proud because of preparation to do that. That didn't just come out, hey, I'm going to release a book next week, blah, 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 and let's hope it sells. No, it was a year of work of over 20 people to be able to sell 52,000 books in the first week out, then another 40,000 in the second, and keep us on the bestseller list for over a year.
Wow. So Harv, let's move forward to today because you have just been sharing with us some great insights of your journey. And now, you know, you've alluded to this a little bit and we talked a little bit about it in the pre-chat, but you're kind of pondering on that next big thing. So can you share with Fire Nation the one thing that has you most fired up right now?
I'm always fired up from the standpoint of being able to serve. And I don't come from a place of, you know, I wasn't, a lot of people are kind of their family background is, you know, you spend time in service and charity and, you know, you go on a mission or if you're a Mormon. I was never brought up that way. My parents were struggling, you know, to survive. They came from Europe. We were the ones that were the charities, okay? So I wasn't brought up to serve. But you know what? What I get excited about is that I have, you know, the Millionaire Mind really changes people's life. And I have a new program called the Life Makeover Program that really, 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 really works. And that's what fires me up, whereby I get to see, I don't create programs just to create programs and seminars and things like that. I look for a problem that people have, usually based on the problems that I had, and I was able to overcome that with a certain mentality or knowledge or system. And so what fires me up right now is I totally come from people having certain problems in their life and creating a brand new concept that is able to solve this problem in the way that it's needed to be solved, that's simple to be solved, and that really, really works for people. So now it's like when I hear people with a certain problem, I'm able to, with my experience, to come, go back and create product or programming around it to say, okay, I can solve your problem, okay? And really solve it. And my biggest thing is getting the feedback from people when we put our new programs out there and they go, oh my God, I've had this problem for 5, 10, 20, 30, my whole life. And literally in a day, I was able to overcome it. And that's great stuff for me.
Wow. I mean, Harv, the passion in your voice when you get going on this stuff is just so genuine. I am just going to have to get you to start a podcast. And Harv, we are about to enter the lightning round. But before we do, let's take a minute to thank our sponsors. Email may seem like Twitter's older, less attractive sister. Yet surprisingly, it remains one of the most cost-effective channels for marketing departments all around the world. While it might not be as hip as viral marketing, an email campaign can quickly hit a huge audience and produce amazing results when done right. Over 91% of consumers check their email daily. So how do you get them to open your email? Think about what your readers would value. Whether in the form of seasonal promotions or monthly newsletters, engage your customers with content that's worthwhile and relevant to your industry. Once you have the content nailed, it's time to think about design. Our friends at 99 Designs recommend keeping a clean layout and minimalistic with one call to action. 99 Design makes it easy for a great email template design that you can use over and over, keeping your audience engaged and your budget happy. Tell them what you need, get dozens of options, and choose your favorite, all in 7 days. Visit 99designs.com/fire and get a $99 power pack of services free. I'm realizing more and more that video courses provide one of the most powerful learning tools available on the internet today. Your ability to follow an expert as they walk through a particular program or topic, all while going at your own pace, is unlike any other type of online learning. In fact, I literally learned how to podcast through watching video tutorials online. That's why I'm such a huge fan of Lynda.com. Lynda.com offers unlimited access to over 100,000 video tutorials, all taught by industry experts. You can check out tutorials like exploring entrepreneurship fundamentals or even tutorials on leadership and productivity, both of which are skills that we as entrepreneurs can always be improving upon. Lynda.com truly has it all. Because of how integral Lynda.com has been to the progress of my learning, I've worked out a deal to give you a special offer. Access the entire library free for 7 days. Visit Lynda.com/fire. That's Lynda.com/fire. Harv, welcome to the lightning round, where you get to share incredible resources and mind-blowing answers. Sound like a plan?
Okay, we'll do our best.
What was holding you back from becoming an entrepreneur?
Nothing. I only had one alternative in my life. I'm one of these people that you would call unemployable. So I can't work for other people. I go mental, berserk, crazy. I get resentful, and it, you know, I can barely work with other people, let alone for somebody else. It just never entered my mind. I was always going to be an entrepreneur. The question was successful or unsuccessful. It took a while, but I became very successful. So for me, zero. That was my only hope.
Proudly unemployable. I love it. And Harv, you've gotten some incredible advice, but what would you say is the best advice you've ever received?
Walk a mile in their shoes. Walk a mile in their shoes. You need to understand your client. You need to understand people. You need to know exactly, as I said earlier, alluded to, what is the problem that they are living with? How does that affect them? What does that do for or do or undo in their lives? And if you can put yourself in their place and really not just think about it, but feel what they are going through when they have this problem, then you have a solution. You can create the right solution that really works for people because you know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to be broke for 12 years, trying to make it. I mean, there's a lot of people who are broke and don't have money. They really don't care. Because, you know, they think, okay, money doesn't really support happiness. I just want to be happy, or my free time is more important to me. In Europe, it's all about free time. You know, they, in Italy and Spain, they don't really care to be rich for a lot of it, you know? And so fine, they're happy. I don't care. That's good. I don't need to teach them, okay? But for people who it just gnaws at them and it's part of their being to be successful and hopefully wealthy and do it in a real, you know, positive way and have a successful business, and it's important to them. I know what it feels like to be trying and working 20 hours a day and it doesn't work and it sucks. It sucks. And you feel like a bag of crap because it takes a toll on your self-esteem. At least for me, it did. Okay. And so when I talk to people in this way, they say, I relate to this guy, okay? So I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to walk in those shoes. And now I've been able to walk in other, you know, in a different set of shoes. And I can tell people, I know what it feels like. And I get, this will work for you because it worked for me.
Wow. Well said, Harv. And share one of your personal habits that you believe contributes to your success.
Balanced preparation. I'm not a wing it guy, okay? But I can wing it. Better when I do a little preparation ahead of time. So I want to know what I'm talking about. I know mostly who I'm talking to. I want to know the issues they're facing, and then I'll be able to speak about it in my business. But as I said earlier, you don't, you know, spend over abundance of time analyzing everything. Now, the distinction in why I was able to sell my business, my training business, and hardly anybody can ever do that, is because from the very beginning, I took myself out of it by, instead of a program, let's say a 2 or 3 day program, taking maybe, you know, point form, a weekend or 2 weekends to create. And then you got, you know, maybe 4 or 5 pages of notes in point form, and you get up there for 3 days and blah, blah, blah. I never did any program in 2 or 3 days. It took me 2 or 3 months to create a program. Why? Because it's 90% word for word written. Every exercise, every time, 3 minutes for this, 4 minutes for that, share this, do that. Everything is planned out, written out. And people said, you're crazy. Why would you do that for a course? Stand up there with a little outline and do it like everybody else. And you know what? They're still doing it, and I'm not doing it. And the reason I have a choice, I have 12 other trainers around the world. I just start up a country, then I install the programming and the trainers all over the world. The reason I'm able to do this, because I wrote a script with the intention of somebody else delivering that script at some point in time. And that's what happened now.
Harv, do you have an internet resource like an Evernote that you're just in love with you can share with our listeners?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm 60 years old. Okay. I'm pretty versed on the internet, but I didn't grow up with it. And I think the biggest problem a lot of people today have is they're too reliant on it. Okay. The internet to me is a tool. It is not a business. It is a tool. Yeah. And you need to solve problems. And maybe the internet is a way to be able to help people solve that problem, a tool to solve it. But I'll say this, probably the antithesis of pretty well everyone you probably had on your show, which would be don't count on the internet. Count on the business principle and concept and philosophy of solving a problem for people. That's first. And if internet is a tool to help you and them, wonderful.
Love it. And Harv, if you could recommend one book for our listeners, and Secrets of the Millionaire Mind will be linked up on the show notes page, what would it be?
I'm going to say two books, okay? One book is called The Key, The Key. And it's by my one of my main teachers. Her name is Sherry Huber, H-U-B-E-R, C-H-E-R-I, H-U-B-E-R. It'll give you kind of the, it gives you the basis of how I live. It's Zen philosophy, but it's very, very understandable. It's got pictures, it's handwritten, and it just really, an understanding of how to live your life without suffering.
Cool. And what's the second one?
The Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman. When I read that book, it changed my inner resonance, my inner energy. And I went from an entitled, I think a little bit entitled, to a, you know, just frickin' do it type of person.
Well, Fire Nation, I know that you love audio. So if you haven't already, you can get an amazing audiobook like one of these for free at eofirebook.com. That's eofirebook.com. And little side note, I love your audio version, Harv, of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. It's a great one. And I still listen to it about once every 6 to 8 months as I go on my jogs here in San Diego because it is needed to kind of refocus me once again. And Harv, this next question is the last of the lightning rounds, but it is a doozy. Imagine you woke up tomorrow morning in a brand new world, identical to Earth, but you knew no one. You still have all the experience and knowledge you currently have. Your food and shelter is taken care of, but all you have is a laptop and $500. What would you do in the next 7 days?
What I would do is I would say, okay, if I had the situation, then my guess is that a lot of other people had this situation where they woke up with a laptop and $500. And I would create a program called How to Make a Million Starting with a Laptop and $500.
I would buy that because I would be waking up being like, what do I do? And that would obviously provide some answers. And Harv, let's end today literally on fire with you sharing one parting piece of guidance, the best way that we can connect with you, and then we'll say goodbye.
One of the big problems that I see out there and that I've seen out there that happened in my life that I had a hard time overcoming and that I talked to with entrepreneurs everywhere, all over the world, is what we would call a problem of balance. In other words, hey, I want to be successful. I want my business to work. I want to be rich and wealthy, or that would be really nice. And I want to have a life. I got a kid, maybe. I got a wife, maybe. I got a girlfriend. I want to be able to work out. I want to be able to have fun. I want to be able to have a life at the same time. I'm not able to put the two together. How do I have massive success in my business and have a balanced life? And man, is that ever a hard trick to create in life. And so I was able to finally create a system to put this together for me. And it took me well over 20 years of business to be able to do this. And the system works like magic. It's miraculous. And what we were able to do is I created what I call a life makeover class. It's 60 minutes. It's to create, be able to create what we call your ultimate life, where every part of your life is actually working. And the problem with most people is that it only takes one part of your life, whether it's your relationships or your health or this or that, that's not working to pull the rest of you down.
Yes.
And it really sucks like that. And so when everything is in decent balance and your business is flourishing, life is good. But it's just not a haphazard thing. It's a skill. And I didn't know that, but now I know that. And I was able to put it together. I put a system, and it's tested, proven concept. We have thousands of people right now on this program. The testimonials are through the roof. People are living the life they finally want to live on all cylinders. And like I said, it's called Life Makeover. And we have something very, very special for your group, as you know. If they go to www.harvonfire.com. That's www.harvonfire.com. I'm going to do what I offer to your people, and I'm going to let your people into this class as a gift.
Wow.
Complimentary. So, you don't have to buy anything. You just want to listen, take copious notes. And if you want to go any further, that's up to you, but you're going to get your life change. It's a 1-hour life makeover program, and it's killer. It just It just works. And that's why it changed my life completely. I went from a wreck who was stressed out in business, just trying to make it. And finally, even when I made it, I was still stressed out. Because now you got to keep it and you're bigger, okay? To be able to balance the rest of my life and still go through the roof financially is the biggest blessing I've known in my life so far. So I want to help other people do this. Just go to www.harvonfire.com to get this free gift, and you will be able to literally change your life. You're going to learn a system to change your life in 60 minutes.
Fire Nation, don't look a gift horse in the mouth here. HarvOnFire.com. I actually hope it's live right now because I'm going to jump in there. It's an amazing offer. Thank you, Harv, for gifting that to us, Fire Nation. And of course, Fire Nation, you can go directly to HarvOnFire.com, HarvOnFire.com. Snag your gift. Check out that 1 hour of just pure value content. And Fire Nation, you know this, but you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And you have been hanging out with Harv and myself today. So keep up the heat and head over to eofire.com. Type in Harv in the search bar. His show notes page will pop right up with his book, his contact information, his recommendation for his books that he loves. And of course, harvonfire.com. Just go there directly for your gift. And Harv, thank you for just igniting the airwaves today. Fire Nation salutes you, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. Thanks, John.
Fire Nation, find out the top five strategies to grow your podcast audience on the free podcast workshop that Kate and I host every week. Text Paradise to 38470 to claim your spot today. Thank you so much for joining us today on Entrepreneur on Fire. Head on over to eofire.com for full recaps of every show, our amazing blog articles and resources, and just plain fun. Your entrepreneurial journey awaits, so prepare to ignite.